Welcome back to Candy Teeth Radio Special Speed Edition.
Zoop, 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 zoop.
I'm here with Jeff Weig.
Hi, everybody.
Jake Decoy.
Hello.
And myself. And I'm in crazy land right now.
Why? How come?
Yeah, why are you in crazy land?
I've been preparing for three shows coming up that are in a row.
All in like 3 days in a row?
Yeah, 3 days in a row. So I have 8 unfinished paintings, right?
Okay.
So I have till tomorrow, though, at 2 to hang the paintings. Then at 7:30, we're going to prepare the puppet presentation, believe it or not.
Believe it? So the puppets are going to be at one gallery, and then the paintings will be at a different gallery?
Yep, and then there's a mural at a different gallery.
Oh, wow.
But they're all different days. So, let's get the lineup real quick.
Yeah, so the first thing is Thursday the 18th, which is...
Thursday the 18th is at the Tacoma Arts Community Center. On that day, the first day, there's going to be weirdo music.
Weirdo music? I love it.
Yeah, weirdo music.
Okay. Like weird beats and crazy shit like that? Or are we just going to...
It's like crazy.
Or like gongs and chanting?
No, but it's more...
Weirdo music is a pretty broad category.
Yes.
Can you narrow it down for us?
I can. It's very easy. Here, let me play you a little clip that one of the artists posted on the Facebook page.
Okay,
here you go.
A sacred feeling when I write a song. I just keep going. No matter how long, people think that this is easy, but it takes so long, and that's okay, cause hard work makes you strong. Put your hands up. Yeah.
Is that the whole song? No, it's just a little clip.
That's just a little taste.
So that's what you mean by weirdo music?
Yeah. May 18th is the Puppet Vault.
Ooh, a vault.
It is a vault. That's cool.
Oh, cool. Get locked in there and go crazy.
Doesn't lock. That's like what the dude said. Because every single person says that. Like, I'll lock you in there. I'll lock him in there. Let's lock each other in there. It's a real vault.
That does not lock.
It has a fat door. You know?
So you wouldn't want to try to close it anyways because it'd be a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
So I'm going to build a shelf in there. And then have little displays of each puppet. And it's exciting because most of the puppets I've made in the last, like, 2.5 years for, like, art shows and stuff.
Right.
Are for art shows in L.A. or Seattle or something, and they'd never been shown here. So I didn't even have to make the puppet.
That's what's up.
And it's all brand new shit. I didn't even think about it until, like, a couple days ago.
Yeah, because you don't show around here, like, hardly ever.
No, I'm trying to keep it like that and just do it, like, once a year or something, you know? Because I burned it out all weird.
Yeah. Right.
And then, so now I'm trying to do it just every once in a while. And, like, you don't really sell here, but it feels like Tacoma's changing, you know?
Yeah.
For sure. And it feels like it's turning more Seattle. A lot of people are calling it old Seattle. Like, it reminds them of old Seattle.
Tacoma.
Yeah. Feast is where the mural's going to be.
On May 19th at Feast Art Center.
That's number 2, baby.
That's number 2?
Yeah. There's going to be 2 people doing live art, live murals.
Okay. Where are these places, by the way?
On the first night is the Puppet Vault. That's at the community center. That's on the corner of 11th and MOK.
Okay.
Across the street from 11-11.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to get something to eat and a little beer first. The second night is Feast. Feast is behind the Not So Safeway.
Okay.
And everybody knows where that's at. And that's a new place that started...
It's got like a mural on the outside of it?
Yeah, it's got like some Aztec...
Yeah.
...looking...
That's cool, I've seen that.
They have been doing a lot of stuff in the art community since they started.
Mm-hmm.
And when they started, she broke both her elbows falling off a ladder.
Oh!
Wow!
Damn!
How are you supposed to do anything?
Both your elbows breaking at once when you're starting your new business to help the community?
Yeah.
And then you just blow up on GoFundMe, boy. Bloop, bloop, bloop.
bloop, bloop, bloop. But you still have two broken
Yeah, but you still can't do anything. You can't, like, you know.
You still heard that noise before.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's the worst. It's the worst. It's the worst. Okay. I don't want to talk about that anymore. Sorry.
Okay.
And I apologize.
Focus.
Focus, yeah. They've been doing a lot of stuff. They do classes, and they do drawing nights, life drawing.
Uh-huh.
They host this other art show that's been going on. It's like they did four of them now.
Mm-hmm.
Called Lettuce.
Okay.
Oh, it's that spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you heard about that?
Well, the lettuce stuff, I've seen pictures.
They do, like, live painting.
Yeah.
They had Dave Bloomfield there.
Yeah.
And
Cash was there.
Yeah, Cash was there, too. All these Tacoma dudes. New Tacoma, old Tacoma, new Tacoma dudes.
Yep.
They're doing movie night on that night where you can watch the movie and they're back on their back wall.
Oh, that's
cool.
And they, like,
chill out. I love that shit. After the show. Google Feast Art Center on
Google.
On the computer machine.
Google.
I'm losing my fucking mind, man.
Google it on Google.
Painting for days and days straight.
Yeah. It's cool to be painting, though.
Yeah.
It's fun.
So next we have May 20th. So that's Thursday, Tacoma Art Center.
With the puppets.
With the puppets. Friday, May 19th, Feast Art Center.
The mural.
With the mural unveiling. And then May 20th, Saturday, is
Fulcrum.
Fulcrum Gallery.
Yeah, with the paintings. And that one's going to be rad. And there's a lot of other artists, too. I think there's 23 other artists in this whole shebang.
Oh, yeah.
Who are some of the names on there that you recognize?
Joey Brooks, Cash.
Alexander Holliday.
Zachary Marvick.
Wow, oh, yeah. Nice. Let's give it up for one of my favorite artists.
What's up, Zach?
And I dig where he's going.
He's always, man, I'm always on his jock, and I just do it anyway. I just say it.
Jason Riviera, that's my cousin's.
Yeah, that dude's dope, too. I never saw any of his work. He's in this building, I think. He was for a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm
trying to get him to spray paint. Dave Bloomfield.
He'd be good at it. I just saw some of his stuff. And it was
a bunch
sick.
Of other people that I don't know, but I'm sure are dope.
Yeah, there's some stuff going on.
Yeah.
It's worth coming out. And I'm not just saying that for my part, you know? Like, there's so much good art. All those artists, there's like eight of those artists are like my favorite artists, you know?
Right.
I don't even know if it's eight, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Multiple of them.
Yeah, like.
Multiple.
I endorse it.
So how many paintings are you going to have? Since it's a group show, is, like, everybody showing...
Like, one or...
Four? Yeah, they're all showing, like, one or two.
And then how many?
I think Alexander's showing three, but I'm not sure. A couple of people are showing more than that.
How about you?
I am showing in between... At this point in time...
Yeah, at this point, how many are you
at
showing?
At this point in time, in my mind, in the future, I'm going to be showing 10. But I have 12 going, and... I have 8 that aren't finished.
Okay.
So you'll probably get about...
10.
You'll get about 10.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Cool. And then that's also... that's a pretty special day for some reason.
What else is going on May 20th?
It's my sister's birthday. But I'm going to have my party, though. Because my birthday is the next day.
Oh, that's right. It's the 21st.
So on May 20th... After the Fulcrum with the paintings and the other artists and the fun and laughs and friends and family, we're going to go down to Casco Antiguo. The new Mexican restaurant down by the Glass Museum in the Henry Building, located on the waterfront of beautiful, sunny Tacoma, Washington. And that's the place where I just did a mural.
So good.
And I love it. It was one of those ones where they say, do whatever you want style. It came out dope. They were stoked. And then they hired me to do a little bit more. I did the door, the front door, and the inside of the front door.
Yeah.
Which was cool because they were like,
that's
oh, man.
That's like the plot or something. There's like a plot. Yeah,
it's the agave plant. And I didn't even know when the agave plant sprouts like that, when it blossoms.
Yeah.
It makes that tree thing. Did you see that? Did you see that drawing?
Yeah,
it is crazy.
It looks like something... Like, not real that you would have, like, invented.
It's Dr. Seussian.
Dr. Seuss, that's the way the guy
described it when he was telling me. And I was like, what? And I looked it up and I was like, oh, damn. Yep.
You ain't lying.
No. But, yeah, that place. So, that's authentic Mexican food.
Mm.
I didn't even know what that fucking meant.
So good.
It hasn't been trampled by American cuisine.
Oh my god, this shit
like
is
like real Mexican food. Yeah,
it's like
Mexican food's my favorite.
Oh food. Yeah, but I didn't even know it, Mexican food was my favorite, and I didn't even know it yet. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like I thought Taco Bell was dope if you get the extra hot sauce, but then you go here and you're like, oh whoa.
So this is how it's supposed to taste.
Oh whoa. It's super good. It's worth buying the chips and salsa.
I'm sure it's true. Better be homemade, chips and I'm salsa. Sure.
It's all made right there, like in front of you.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's where my birthday party is going to be.
That's going to be fun.
Right after the Fulcrum. So we're going to head down there at like 8:30. I'm just inviting the world. So come on down. It should be fun, though, man. Those people are down. And they're going to be there, like the owner dude's going to be there and stuff.
Oh, cool. And your awesome mural.
Yeah. It's going to be a fucking art weekend, dude.
That's what's up.
That's what's up. That's what we got to be doing. We're about to die someday. Yep. Well, I have to get back to doing these paintings.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. And the puppet.
Oh.
And I have to figure out this mural.
You haven't done the mural yet?
What mural?
You did the mural, right?
No, but I can just do the mural. No. Oh, you thought I did it already?
Yeah.
I thought the mural was done.
Yes. Shut the fuck up. No, mural's not done. So here's what's really
Jeremy's happened. Not going to be sleeping.
No, not
when
ever
see,
again.
When you see Jeremy on Thursday, don't mind the fact that he's going to be a little bit out of it.
Saying weird words.
Weird words and talking.
Little riddles.
<A-cha-cha-cha>.
Just little riddles. There's going to be a lot of riddles.
If he doesn't pay too much attention to what you're saying, don't take it personally.
He starts painting on you and saying something weird and mumbles. Excited.
Yeah, you are.
I'm kind of nervous.
Yeah.
8 paintings tonight?
That's a lot to do.
You can do it.
I can do it.
We'll get it done.
Maybe they're done right now.
They are.
I'm the artist.
Yeah.
You don't get to see the rest. Oh my God, so I'm on guard. I'm on guard. Okay, so if you guys want to come down and check out these shows.
Of course you do.
Yeah, of course you do. Since you want to come check out these shows. The first one is May 18th at the Tacoma Arts Community Center, and it will feature the puppets in the vault. Plus, they're going to have some music and snacks, some hors d'oeuvres, you know what I'm saying? And then May 19th at Feast Art Center, good ones like Mexican pop, you know what I'm saying?
Ooh,
Mexican
nice.
Soda pop.
Yeah.
So May 19th is at Feast Art Center. And I'm going to do a mural. It's going to end up, I'm doing a live mural there. So it's going to end up, even though that's all I didn't want to do.
Yeah.
And there's going to be two other artists doing live murals.
Cool.
So then we're going to move on to May 20th. On May 20th, it's my sister's birthday, and we're having the paintings at the Fulcrum with all the other artists, over 20 other artists. They're good. Come check it out. And then, the last but not least.
Never.
Did I say Fulcrum? What am I talking about? Oh, I just lost my mind.
Where are you going after? After Fulcrum.
Oh, after Fulcrum. So like at 8:30, we're going to leave Fulcrum and go down to Casco Antiguo for the birthday party.
Yum, and some delicious Mexican food.
Delicious Mexican food. There's like cactuses and little planters.
And you did something there?
Do we have to eat the cactuses?
No.
Okay.
And I did do a mural there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's dope. It came out dope. I'm stoked on it.
That's really good.
So it's going to be a... days and days and days of artwork, and I'm gonna be sleepy.
Sounds like a pretty good weekend.
Yeah. And so, until then,
yeah,
stay alive.
That's right.
Work makes you strong. Put your hands up. Yeah.
That's the best ending ever.